Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down,
it's
Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population youth.
Population Greaves. Charles Greaves, welcome to our Friday episode of Dumb People Town. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, fellas. How are you guys doing?
We're so good.
So happy to have you here.
In the light of day. We'll talk about how we know you and how we become friends with you through a wonderful comedy show in L.A., the Supernova Show. We'll talk about that later. Just to explain the setup right here, Daniel Van Kirk,
he was on the road.
He's a very responsible human being. Okay, this is why we love Dan.
It depends on the context.
Dan cares about people.
So Dan was on the road.
If Dan was running for political office, I would say Dan Van Kirk cares about people.
And Dan he will.
Dan Van cares. Dan Van Kirk will enter a fight between two people in front of a Gelson's and try to figure out what's going on.
So Dan. As for those of you who were on the road and saw some of the amazing shows that Dan has done this month, amazing. And he kind of slipped a bunch of them in before kind of the world has come crashing down. But in an effort to be super safe, Dan is like, even though he's negative and everything's good, quarantining himself in his own apartment just to make sure. And so Dan is there. We are in the studio with Charles. And we figured let's try and make this thing happen. And I think we can do it.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can do it. We're going to do that on a couple of these. And we're just so happy that Charles is here. So let's jump into a story right away, Dan.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Josh Mouat, M-O-U-A-T. I've never figured it out. I know that once we said it right, I don't think I've ever said it right.
M-O-U-A-T sounds like this sounds like the name that Stephen Avery's dad would just walk around the house. It's that Mouat kid.
Yeah.
Mouat.
It's the way a Wisconsin person says, I'm out. Mouat.
Malt.
I'm going to say that's not a real name.
It might not be a real name. It sounds like
stage name.
M-A. It sounds like let's get all the vowels in there.
Yeah. Malt.
At J Malt. We tried.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, here we
Thanks
go.
Thanks for sending in.
Fantasy football isn't real, hence the name, but it can have real life consequences. Lee Sanderlin. I'm not saying they currently sell cars, but at some point in their life has sold a car.
Lee Sanderlin Ford? Where'd you get your eclipse?
You got it,
Charles.
Didn't you get it at Lee Sanderlin Ford?
Lee Sanderlin.
You just got to it from his house.
I got it directly from him. Auto Finder.
Lee Sanderlin, to his house.
He's got a whole lot behind his house.
So he doesn't have a lot, but he calls his own Auto Finder Lee Sanderlin Mitsubishi.
Lee Sanderlin knows firsthand about the pain that can come with a last place fantasy football finish. Sanderlin, a journalist for the Clarion Ledger in Jackson, Mississippi, finished
Can
last.
Can we really call him a journalist?
Fantasy football.
You said
league.
Everything you need to say right there.
Yeah, Charles said you said everything you needed to say.
Mississippi was boom.
That's all we need to know.
We know something stupid's about to happen.
He's going to break something of his own.
This punishment is genius. Also, not that bad.
Right.
But could, the variables of how bad it could go, it's a wide range. Ready for his punishment?
I can't wait.
He had to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House with.
Oh, God.
I know. With 1 hour subtracted for each waffle that he could eat, which means I would be in a Waffle House about 30 minutes.
Right. You're going to try and eat 24 waffles in 30 minutes and get out.
How much time do you want to spend in a Waffle House before you get stabbed?
Have you eaten?
That's right. Charles, have you been to a Waffle House?
I have not been to a Waffle House. I think one time I've been to a Waffle House.
I went once and I was like, I ordered hash browns and I said, these are not potatoes. There is no way in the world that what this is. Like, someone went in the back and just grated a sponge, and that's what we're eating.
The floor at a Waffle House is always sticky.
It always is sticky. The always. One time I went, I lost a shoe because I think it's
stuck and
it's
you're
still
done?
There. And
even
I was like,
the carpet,
I think I'm good.
Even the carpet.
And his friends,
house.
It was like the end of like an action movie. They're like, "Leave it, Charles.
Leave the shoe.
Just go." Let's
I just went to a Waffle House when I was on this last run of shows.
Oh, you did.
Where were you?
The waitress goes, "You're gonna sit right there at that table," and I did.
There you go. Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. That was exact. She goes, "You're gonna sit right there at that table," like as though I was late for dinner. And my stepdad
are you gonna argue? Are you gonna argue with her?
I did not.
No, no, you do not.
Oh my
did
God,
not.
Man!
You sit where she tells you.
You sit where she tells
Waffle
you.
House stories. Been there 3 times. Every time was insane. Okay.
Like Dan, if you told me that like 2 of the 3 times you went to a Waffle House, you saved someone's life, I'd be like, yeah.
Well, one of the times I was at a Waffle House, I started talking to this waitress about her tattoos, and I go, "What's the hourglass tattoo for?" And she looked at me and goes, "Perfect answer." She goes, "That's for all the time I'll never get back."
Oh my God. What about the time spent on the tattoo?
Yes. Right? Time, time you won't get back.
Jesus
the
Christ.
The time you spent getting that tattoo.
Dan, if you told me that you were at a Waffle House and you watched a woman have a baby and then the guy who did the made the baby with her broke up with her within like 10 minutes of the baby being born, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, but you'd be like, "Was she a good waitress?"
You were going to sit right there, baby.
Okay. He ended up eating how many waffles? I want you guys to get your guesses in now, and then we will figure it out by the end of this. How many waffles? He has to be for 24 hours. He gets an hour deducted for every waffle that he eats.
So once he eats 24, he's gone.
Yes. Or if
he stays for 20.
After
he
can't 14
hours.
Right. Charles, what do you think?
I'm going to say he ate 8 waffles.
Okay.
I'm going to say it was like tremendously disappointing, like 5.
5 from Jason Sklar.
13.
13. Okay. We'll get into this. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
It started innocently enough, but with a decidedly ominous tone. Sanderlin knew what lay ahead of him. He tweeted out, "I'm coming to you live from Brandon, Mississippi Waffle House." Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Let me take that back. He said, "I'm coming to you live from a Brandon, Mississippi Waffle House." How many houses does Brandon, Mississippi have?
5.
Must be,
they're
right?
They're like Sbarro's in New York.
Yeah. It's Mississippi.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a few.
Everyone has one in their house.
It's like the Fast and Furious movie series. It's like whatever.
You're like, really? There's 9?
There's going to be a 10th? It's like they couldn't. You know,
well,
like
it's
whatever
like the Mitsubishi dealerships, right?
Yeah,
out of their houses.
Mitsubishi.
There
out
you
of
go.
House.
Out of a house.
Waffle
that's
house,
it.
Out of a house.
He said, "Every waffle I eat shaves an hour off the clock." And here is a photo. This is a picture, the first one he tweeted out of the Waffle House. For anybody who looks at Facebook, this is what a Waffle House looks like without
that floor
the
looks sticky. So, that dude, floor
the,
looks sticky.
Floor does not look clean.
No.
And no.
There is. By the way, those chairs are not comfortable.
No, they don't want you to stay.
They don't want you to stay.
They're like from the set of like a 1970s like version of the play Cabaret.
But I love the light fixtures. That's a diner thing for me.
It's stuck. Those chairs are stuck to the floor.
They
don't
are
move.
Stuck to the floor.
And it has nothing to do with like the fact that they stuck them there. That is just because the floors are that sticky.
I'm surprised at how much light is coming into this place.
All right, moving on.
No, because you usually can't see.
Eat 2 waffles in the first hour, but it got much harder from there.
Managed
at one, and he tweeted out, "An hour and 10 into it, 2 more waffles and 1 human who is dead inside." And this is what the guy looks like. I will show him to you now.
Oh,
he's essentially
God.
A Southern Andrew Santino.
That's right. He's Southern.
That is
dude, those waffles are huge. So 1 waffle is just that. It's
that's
the entire
the plate.
Guys, how many waffles do you think you could eat in 24 hours? I swear to God, I could eat at least 15.
No way.
24
man.
Hours.
Yes.
I could eat. Woo. I could probably eat like
if I went
12.
I would eat 1 an hour, and I could probably eat 12, and that's it. But
well,
like,
that'd
I
be
would not,
one every other hour.
Like, I feel like my like some parts of my body wouldn't work after a while.
Oh well, you're gonna find out that he's an idiot. Mm-hmm. 4 waffles down, he said. Been here for 1.5 hours, so that's not bad. He's 4 waffles in 1.5 hours.
He's doing well. All doing right. well.
So that means I have 18 and a half to go. I'm already in immense discomfort. Settle down. Please, somebody launch me into the sun. Then he tweeted out this photo of him finishing up his waffle. Look at that plate.
Wow. But he's putting syrup on
he's
it.
He's getting it down.
He's getting it down. He's
getting it done.
And he said immense, so...
Yeah, he's using a vocabulary okay. that is larger than what
that's
we expect.
A journalist vocabulary.
He's a journalist.
Oh, that's true.
He then says, two kids picking Eye of the Tiger on Touch Tunes got Sanderlin ready for his fifth waffle, but then he started to hit a wall. I love that there's kids trolling
him. I said
him
five.
With
wow.
music.
I said five, Dan.
So you're saying he hit a waffle wall?
There you go.
You're my waffle wall. Well,
he thought he could do more, but then he started waffling.
Officially Bingo. Stuck in neutral, he tweeted out. Need to find that extra gear and push through this waffle. Thoughts and prayers, please. And then he tweeted this photo out.
Thoughts and prayers is funny.
I like how serious he's taking his thoughts
and prayers.
Have
you used thoughts and prayers ever, Charles?
Never.
To anyone?
No.
Even if they're sick?
No.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
Give him a waffle. Thoughts
like,
and prayers.
I'm thinking of you. Bitch, do something.
It's do
right.
something.
Right. I'd like to tell our listeners for our audio format show. Everything will be up on the like. Facebook for sure.
Facebook
you can
page.
See all the photos. But also all you're missing out on is just like grandma plates and waffles. You're not
like
just whatever you're picturing
shots.
Is exactly what it is. Would you guys agree?
Overhead
shot. Overhead
of
shot of a waffle yeah, that fantastic. Is like a 3/4 eaten, 2/3 eaten.
He said at 7:07 Central Time, 3 hours, 4.7 waffles down, so many hours to go.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna
many
ask
waffles
you guys at 4.75 waffles, mm-hmm. how long do you think it took him to eat the last quarter of to get to five waffles?
Right. How long did it take him to eat that?
You've so seen this guy. You know that he likes to use the word immense. Some kids mm-hmm. are playing Eye of the Tiger. You know what the Waffle House looks like.
He has to get psyched up for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I yeah,
like that
Charles,
they're playing in the Eye of the Tiger. I wonder, like, how long did they stay to cheer him on? Because they were like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
They
probably would have. They probably
by the way,
couldn't hang in.
Eye of the Tiger,
as...
not a good song choice. I would have gone with Twisted Sister, Stay Hungry. You know
wow.
what I mean?
That's good.
Eat It by
Eat
Weird
It
Al Yankovic.
Weird
Al would have been great.
Perfect.
So how long
Hungry
do you think?
Hungry Like the Wolf?
There you go.
I'm gonna say it took him another 45 minutes to get that down. Oh, no. You know, an hour and a half to get that down.
Okay, so here's okay. an hour and a half. I'm going to say 2 more hours to get that last quarter in. I'm going to say 5 hours.
Okay. So 5 from Randy. What did you say, Jay?
I said 2 hours.
Charles
said an
and
hour
you,
and a half.
You landed an hour and a half, right, Charles?
An yeah. hour and a half to get the rest of that down.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out how long it takes this man to eat a quarter of a waffle. After he'd already had just over 4.5, to be fair.
Dan,
and then we'll find
Dan,
out everything that we're up to, everything I'm not up to anymore, and then everything Charles has going on. We'll be right back after this.
Suspense.
Right after
suspense.
This.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more to people town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. Charles Greaves is our guest. We know him from the great show Supernova. He is a fantastic young comic doing his thing. And Supernova is an amazing show that kind of emerged out of nowhere in a beautiful way in Los Angeles. Dan, you should do that show for
yeah,
sure.
You would be great on that show.
It is so fun. It's outdoors. It's kind of in the most unlikely place. The weirdest part of Hollywood
yeah.
right there. But it's behind kind of Hollywood Boulevard and between three buildings. There are huge movie screens out on the sides of the buildings that are playing like incredible space shots. Someone, Howie Mandel, said, I feel like I just got launched in space with Jeff Bezos, which I thought was funny.
Perfect.
And it is just the atmosphere outside. It's usually completely packed outdoors so you feel safe. And the vibe the vibe in there, the audiences that come are just amazing. So you've built a beautiful show, may I say.
Well, thank you. It's not only just me, it's you know, me and my partners, but it was a lot of hard work, but you know, we got it done and we're fortunate for it. It's like it's been a blessing. So I'm grateful
for, us too,
for it.
For us too.
So you've gotten a chance to work a ton with people. You have a manager now, which is awesome. Our buddy Dave.
I did. Dave Rath. Yeah.
He's one of the best in the biz and one of the funniest people out there.
It speaks to, and Dan, we said this to you. Remember years ago, we said, Dan, you should just, you're so good at creating premises on through the podcast. I'm like, you should do stand up. And Dan, like, got on his own, did it. And he just literally, in hopes you did the first part of it, but booked a 55 city tour of headlining
wow.
stand up shows all over in clubs and cool rock clubs and whatnot. And that's just due to your hard work of being like, I'm going to go out and do it. And then you guys set the show up, and it like look at all the good that comes from it.
Yeah, seriously, it was you know what? Here's the crazy part. So my partner Mark, I had worked on him with shows on shows before, and he's like, you know, he's like, I don't understand what's going, because I would always do his shows.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't understand how you're not getting booked more and how you're not bigger. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know what to I don't know how to answer that question. And he was like, I got to get you on something big so people can know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And
very generous.
Yeah, he was. He put me on a lot of shows. And he would have me follow like tough acts.
Yeah. And get better.
And he's so like, true. You know, because he's like, nobody, like people would argue, like, I'm not going behind him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Charles, just go.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, Charles can handle it. Charles go. So I would always go behind like D'Elia and stuff at the improv. So I'm going behind these big acts. And he's like, people are going to notice you. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, but he's like, we need to do a show together. And that will get people, you know, you'll get more favors that way. And people will put you on their shows and yada, yada. So
it's the way it works.
Yeah. So we did a show together at the Write Off Room in Woodland Hills.
Mm-hmm.
That was popping for a minute. Then obviously the pandemic happened. And then this popped up. You know, they approached him and they were like, you know, can you put this together? And he was like, yeah, I need, you know, but I got to have my partner, Charles. Like, we need to have this guy in
super
here.
Great.
And, you know, the rest was, you know, you've seen it. So mm-hmm. you guys have been there.
Book amazing people. I mean, you can be on a show and see Anthony Jeselnik, Pete Holmes, see us, Nick Kroll, and like,
Segura.
All in one night. It's just insane. And,
yeah.
and so audiences pay top dollar to be there. The lineups are amazing. You always mix in new talent too, which is great. And it's just, you know, it's been a joy for us to do. So
it's been a pleasure to have you guys on. The last time we had done a show together was before the pandemic. We were at the Comedy Store together.
That's right.
And that was like probably the second or third time I had met you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like very quick and passing, and I'm like, dude, I really like those dudes. And then Mark was like, you know, like, oh, we'll have them on at the Write Off Room. Boom, Write Off, like everything went to shit, and then boom, we have the Supernova, and I was like, we got to get the Scholars back. Finally got you guys on, and it's been
great. One of the rooms we do now on a regular basis. We do so like good. Cup rooms.
So. And Dan, you know, you speak about you've been out in the wilderness doing shows. How has that been, by the way?
The crowds were just phenomenal. The shows were the best. It was just all the stuff extra that made it kind of stressful as
sure.
the numbers
traveling
and everything grew up. But yeah, no, it was... It was amazing, man. Like seeing all the townies and people coming out to shows for whether it was Kansas City or Lincoln or where was I? Lincoln or Cedar Rapids or Chicago or Milwaukee, Madison, Nashville, Louisville, Cincinnati, Cleveland. They were just, everybody was great. It was awesome.
Were you at Hilarities in Cleveland?
Yeah, Hilarities in Cleveland. Amazing. I love headlining that room.
Club.
It's
that club is
one of
so
the best
big
clubs in the country, man. They're just
hands down. Hands
so
down.
So happy they're surviving. Nick over there is phenomenal.
Yeah.
He runs that club.
Yeah.
So the plan for you, though, you are, again, you're sort of coming off the road and you're just going to wait till things die down and all the people who have tickets for your shows will be able to redeem those when you reschedule those.
Yeah. And then hopefully High Plains will still happen. I'll still be doing that. I think they are going, every single person, like audience member as well as performer, has to be vaxxed. I think they might go masked as well. So, you know, that's like an environment that Adam, Kate, and Holland and those guys control so well and obviously are so smart and responsible. So I think that I'll still be able to do High Plains, which is great. It's just everything else I think we'll just hold off until the spring. But I promise it'll still be worth it.
It'll be worth it because Dan will come your way. And we just want to mention our Patreon page again. We do new episodes of Cheap Seats, our show that we haven't made new episodes in 15 years, and we just started making them on our own. It's Cheaper Seats.
All right.
So much fun.
Really fun.
Really fun. I mean, we've shot five of them. Release two of them. We're about to, in like 2 weeks, release another one. It's just so much fun. So you can join that page. So you go to patreon.com, look up Sklar Brothers, and there's extra stuff from our podcast. We do an extra sort of weekly pod just for you guys, a video pod. So all good stuff. Please do that. And then we've got some dates that they're still on the books, I guess. We're kind of like...
Possibly.
Yeah, so we're going to Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Which I think will probably be much like what Dan said.
High Plains in that they'll be super...
Vigilant.
Careful. Yeah, super vigilant about who's getting into what shows, audience, and obviously comics too. So that's happening September 23rd through 25th. And then Ann Arbor, Michigan, we're doing the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, the club that we all kind of helped, you know, save with a fundraiser, mm-hmm. which was amazing. So that's the 22nd, 23rd. Friday and Saturday, which, Dan, you'll be there on your next when you go back out.
You're going to make that happen, but obviously won't. Not for this go-around, but it looks like spring.
Next time for sure. And then we just got booked at the Crocodile, which is in Seattle, which is a really cool rock club. So we're doing that the weekend before Thanksgiving. And then in December, we'll be in the Tempe Improv, the 10th through the 12th, and then in February at the DC Comedy Loft. All good stuff. Supersclaws.com. You can find that out. So when we left, Dan, there was a waffle.
Yes,
house.
So he was at 4.75 waffles. So so far he had shaved that off of his time. Remember, he loses an hour for every waffle that he eats. Here's how long.
Right.
To finish the last quarter of waffle number 5, it took him over an hour. Charles Greaves.
There you go. Charles, you're right. Friend.
Charles for FT Dubs.
Yes.
Wow.
Take it.
He then said, waffle number 6, and I'm eagerly staring into the abyss. I hope for it to end. Also, 4 hours down now. He finally finished waffle number 6 more than 2 hours after he'd order it. That might be the grossest part of this whole story.
So it just sits there
that's
on
a cold ass waffle.
That's a cold ass waffle.
Cold breakfast is always sad. You're going through a divorce or a breakup. Cold breakfast, things have derailed in your life.
Dan. It's never good with cold breakfast.
No,
unless it's supposed to be.
Unless it's cereal. But even then, it's soggy. By the way, I think that could be the new motto for all and new theme for all Waffle Houses. That's a cold-ass waffle. In a good way. In a good way.
Here's my thing, though. This guy ends up being the dumbest part of the story to me. Why wouldn't you just... You're not going anywhere. Don't order another waffle until you're going to eat it.
Until just you're ready.
Sound like they're like, we need the space.
So Dan, what you're saying is... Eat 4 waffles, wait 4 hours, eat 4 waffles.
Yes.
Done. So,
right.
So that's 6, that's 12 hours down out the
12 box. Hours out the window. And yeah, so 4 plus 8. So you're 12 hours down, wait another 4 hours.
Right.
And you'll be at 16 hours and then 4 more waffles.
I feel like you're telling me a riddle.
Jay, I don't understand
Are there any stipulations, any rules? Like, what is he, like, can he not go to the bathroom?
Okay, ready?
Can he not
here.
Leave?
Great Let's call, Charles Greaves. Because he finally finished waffle number 6 2 hours after he ordered it. Then he went outside to vomit in the bushes. Thankfully, he said he wasn't being penalized for vomit breaks. Why wouldn't you just eat 10, go throw up?
That's right.
Go throw up.
By the way, throwing up in the bushes was like a strange improvement on the landscaping at the Waffle House.
At the Waffle House, yeah.
These bushes look really sparse. And then like a woman probably laid down
it's
in
fertilizer.
The bush.
It's fertilizer. It's
fertilizer, yeah.
There was like a drunk woman at like 10 in the morning who's been drinking all night. He's throwing up in the bush. And like anyone who's walking by, like, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine. But
what's he doing?
Guys, am I crazy? None of you responded to this. Why wouldn't you just eat 10 or 12 waffles and then go throw up?
I agree.
I mean, I think, you know, forcefully throwing up is kind of tough on some people.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's true.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
true. Yeah.
You don't want to develop a disorder.
Right. It comes when it comes.
Yeah. He tweeted out after the day. He goes, quick little trip to the bushes outside, if you know what I'm saying. Now back into the breach. And this is the photo he tweeted out with that. Look at him.
Oh, no, that sounds like somebody who's done it before. So maybe you're right. He should have been taking throw up breaks more often.
Right.
He seems
scheduled those.
Yeah.
Boy, man.
Back into the breach.
He says, it's hour 7. Where we stand, 6 waffles consumed, 11 remain. Inside are in shambles. It's not that bad. 6 waffles.
I mean, it's a waffle.
6.
House.
6 waffles.
6.
6. 6 and 7.
Eat 2 at a time.
That's right.
Right.
Thank you.
Like a sandwich, whatever.
Just power through it.
He said, 2 kind Mississippians came into the Waffle House and gave me some Rolaids. Shout out to those people. Your boy is in pain. I don't think this guy really knows what pain is, first of all. I don't think Rolaids are your best bet.
How are you going to have heartburn
sweet bread? Who also has Rolaids on their person?
Who, it's Mississippi.
It is, but
so Rolaids, like if you have Rolaids on those people, those Rolaids, the thing has been open for a while.
It's been in
There's
their pants
on
open.
The top one.
Right. We're talking loose Rolaids in
loose
someone's Rolaids. Pant pocket.
Or did it come in one of those giant packs like, you know, like Tums.
Right.
Yeah, like sure. A giant bottle.
Jar.
Like, giant bottle. Like we eat it like Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Like,
yes. Just, you chew them.
He then had a one-line tweet a couple hours later that said, full of waffles but devoid of life, which might be his book.
Also could be the new theme of the Waffle House.
Right. Yes. That's the Mississippi version of Eat, Pray, Love.
Totally.
There it is.
Totally.
After spending, wow. Here's another, ready for this? This is why his league is soft, okay? Yeah, after spending a few hours.
Is he doing a Hawaiian?
In his car to recharge his phone, something the rules allowed him to do. No. I wouldn't even have given him his phone, which I understand he needed to tweet this whole saga.
He needed to live tweet it.
Go chill in your car for a few hours.
No.
This isn't
you have
bad.
People anticipating your, you know, waffle demise. Let's go here.
If you go up to the front of a Waffle House and say, "Do you guys have a charger?" They'd be like, "A Dodge Charger?" Like, there's no way they would know what
we have
meant.
A charger for a Dell computer.
It. True story.
That's the one.
Second time I was in a Waffle House, guy behind me sitting with his girlfriend. They weren't same siding it. They were in the booth behind me across from each other. He asked if anybody had an iPhone charger. Because of like being on the road and going to the club and everything, I had like a charger with me. Jay, you know this. You've taken advantage of it so many times with your constantly
dying
phone.
And it's a very long cord.
Yeah. I give it to him. He promptly charges his phone, turns it on, then gets on the phone and starts loudly making death threats to people on the phone. And then the waitress was like, "Are you happy with what you did?" I go, I'm not to blame. I don't want to kill people.
You gave him the juice he needed to go out and make death threats. I told you that time I was playing tennis just on a public tennis court at Riverside near the 5 freeway with my friend Bill. And all of a sudden this guy in just white socks, like a guy with a swastika on his neck, just sat down and started charging his phone. Like there was a plug in the court where we were and just sat down on our court and just started charging his phone.
You got to play around that. Wow. Man. You got to play around it.
Wow. I suddenly start serving left hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch. Exactly.
Oh, wow. Man.
Swastika on.
Okay, so he goes to his car. Then he says, he tweets out, "We've entered peak boredom hours. All the staff went." This might be my favorite part. "We've entered peak boredom hours." So at this point, I imagine it's like 3 or 4 in the morning. He says, "All the staff went out for their smoke breaks. The Waffle House doesn't feel like a Waffle Home with no one here." Only at Waffle House does everyone leave. And they leave him in there to go smoke at the same time.
You watch
the entire staff.
Like his foot is probably, I see at the top of his shoe. Yeah. That's probably on a table, dude.
But what do they care? He's currently clocked in. He's the only person working.
I guarantee you, I'm looking in the corner, none of the clicks on the straps on the high chairs work. None of them. They're all broken.
They're all.
And there's no hope they will be fixed.
I feel like they have those yellow, whatever those yellow things are, like just please step here. Like that's the only way you're going to make
those
it out.
Are those drains?
I think so.
They're drains.
Because
they probably just hose the whole place down once a month.
I'm sure I was like, wait, they're being socially conscious. They're saying 6 feet distance between you. Those are stickers on the floor.
No. Are
those real flowers, Dan, in the vase, or they're definitely like fake flowers?
The vase isn't even real.
It's all an illusion.
This place.
Yeah.
This freaking place.
He finally finished. All right, what was our final guess here for how many waffles he got down?
Oh, Jay, you said 4. Charles, what did you say?
I said five.
You said 10.
I think I said 8.
8. Yeah. I said 13.
That's right, you said 13. Okay.
I said 5.
So Charles is looking a lot better here. Charles is already 1 for 1.
I know.
Okay. So I'm gonna. I lost my spot here, but I promise I'll find it. Okay.
Okay.
He finishes another waffle, then he comes up with a plan to get himself out of there. No one's gonna know if you even left.
No one's gonna know,
right?
Yeah. This isn't Ocean's 11, dude. First of all, there are people who said they ran the New York Marathon and got into the subway and drove and showed up at the end. Like I tell them, when I was trying to coach my daughter into sleeping in her own room for a while, I would be like, "I'll sleep in here with you tonight." And as soon as she went to sleep, I go back in my bed and then I wake up right before morning and I show up and I'm like, "I was here all night." That's what you do in this situation.
Right. You have
no one's going to check on your ass.
Check.
So he finishes his waffle, 7th waffle. Then he comes up with a plan to get out. He says, "It's 4:07 a.m. I have 5 hours to go," which I don't. I don't think that time checks out. But whatever.
I feel like the math is off.
The
math is off.
He's all out of this college football podcast he's been listening to, and the crossword he says he's doing is met at best. At 6, I'm going to order more waffles and try to get them down.
Try to get them down.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
That could describe most marriages.
He says at 3:05 a.m., I have 4 hours left. The plan here is to order waffles and get out of here. Mm-hmm. The amount of waffles that he ate
in a 24-hour period
is 9 waffles.
Whoa, Charles.
I was close.
You were so close, man. Congratulations. You win that one.
I spend a lot of time watching people eat waffles. That's okay.
You're like, I know what this guy can get down. Yeah, we should. I mean, I'm half impressed.
Why? You know, 9, like, Randy. You can eat 9 waffles right now.
I think his immune system is compromised just from eating 9 waffles.
Dan, I used to be able to eat 9 waffles. I think Jenny Craig has shrunk my stomach. But Dan, there was a time we told you we would go to Taco Bell and
order
10 tacos.
No.
And then throw them right back up.
The sun is rising. It's a new day. I'm never eating waffles again. That's 9 waffles and 15 hours in this restaurant. Shout out to the staff for letting me hang out on a slow night. I tipped them well. Don't worry. This was horrible, and I recommend... No one ever do this.
I'm glad he said he tipped them well because I was very concerned.
Sure. I'm glad for that too.
Me too.
Because he did take up their time and there was a person there they had to worry about. I don't think it changed their attitude or the things that they did on any other night.
No, they probably still hated him.
I imagine you're gonna hate him. Jumped into gangs right in front of the cashier. No one cared.
How many gang initiations happen at a Waffle House? Probably hundreds.
I've worked at restaurants since I was 16 years old. We hate everyone.
That's so right.
It's just, you know.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Unless you tip big. Unless you tip big and shut up.
Well, right. If you're a fun customer, then it's like, all right, let this guy come in. Other than that, we hate you. Like, we don't even have to know you.
I'll mess with you if you tip big. That's what it is.
Like, that's all it really is.
That's it.
You took up their table for how many hours was he there?
He was there 15 hours.
15 hours. You
in
better
your
tip
station.
Per hour.
What it would have been.
Yes, because
right.
You're taking up, granted no one was there, but you took up that that table for 15 hours.
Like, say, I would say to the waiter or waitress,
how many customers would have come through
exactly
this spot?
What do you normally make on a tip night? And I'm going to beat that so you walk out of here feeling good. So,
yes.
Like, if you normally make $75 on a tip night, that's what you usually make in tips in one hour, $100, I'll beat it by 25. And
got
it's
it.
Like, you have to. You have to say, like, you're...
I wonder if the paper paid for it.
You double it, whatever it is. Article.
The paper, he got embedded in a Waffle House.
That's right.
That's how we do it.
So great.
I love it.
I was hating on this guy for a little bit, but I'll give him credit.
I give him a little credit. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I give him a little credit. Mississippi Santino, we give you some credit.
Mississippi Santino.
That's the story, my friends.
There you go. So Charles Greaves.
How do people follow you on social?
Oh, you can find me. I am Charles Greaves on Instagram. Charles Greaves Comedy on Twitter. Same thing on Facebook.
And supernovacomedy.com. If you ever are in LA and you want to get tickets, you guys are doing like, what, 12 shows a week? 15?
Oh,
how
my
many?
God. So it's like... It's dependent.
It fluctuates.
It fluctuates, but probably like 5 days a week. Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday.
So we are on this show a lot, and we love this show. Dan Van Kirk will be on this show, I'm assuming.
No, we'll get Dan when you come back in town, buddy.
Yeah, and when you're out of your self-imposed quarantine, which we appreciate. Fans, we love you. We'll see you on our Patreon. And
if you want to hear a story from Charles Greaves, a dumb story that
happened to him in his life. We said, do you have any dumb stories? He said, how much time you got? So join the Patreon of Dumb People Town Patreon. You'll hear a great story with that. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Let's do it. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.